Health experts in West Nile have called on the members of the public to take up saving cultures for healthcare amid minimum government resources towards public healthcare.
Health professionals across the West Nile sub-region are intensifying efforts to encourage households to embrace a culture of saving specifically for healthcare, warning that the absence of financial preparedness continues to push many families into crisis whenever illness strikes. Medical workers say that health facilities across the region routinely register patients who delay seeking treatment or struggle to clear their medical bills due to a lack of savings. This, they argue, not only worsens health outcomes but also increases the overall cost of care as conditions that could have been treated early escalate into emergencies. Atema Michael, the health in charge of K Health Center 3 in Yumbe District, notes that
many of our community members, they don't say anything. When there is an issue to do with health, at times there is even no transport for coming to the facility.
Dr. Paul Onzubo, the district health officer for Maracha District and the chairperson of the Regional Health Professionals Association West Nile, emphasizes that promoting savings for health should go hand in hand with the strengthening community health insurance schemes and the financial literacy programs.
We are spending 3,700 shillings per person per year on medicines. When it comes to management of human resources, it's a very, very big challenge.
Public health data from the region indicates that a significant proportion of outpatient visits are delayed due to financial constraints, with experts estimating that more than 60% of families struggle to meet unexpected medical costs and nearly half delay treatment due to lack of funds. This is Martin Anguyo reporting for Radio Parties News.